Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Vic Power. Batting second. The center fielder, Al Pilarczyk. Batting third. The right fielder, Lou Skeezes. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harry Simpson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting sixth. The catcher, Tim Thompson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Cleet Boyer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack McMahon. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Jack McMahon. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Phillips. Batting third. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ray Boone. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting eighth. The catcher, Red Wilson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Trux. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Virgil Trux. And now, play ball. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk takes first base on ball four. Power moves to second. Lou Skeezes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeezes hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson strikes out. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Athletics. Tim Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keene moves to second. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Simpson fields it and throws to second for the out. Keene moves to third. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline takes first base on ball four. Maxwell moves to second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Athletics. Jack McMahon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMahon strikes out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Power hits a ball on the ground towards first. Phillips scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Power for the out. Two outs. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Pilarczyk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Bax is now playing shortstop. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Simpson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tuttle for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baxis fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Skeezes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeezes is 0-for-1 in the game. Skeezes hits a pop-up towards short. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-1 in the game. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Zerniel takes first base on ball 4. Tim Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of K-line. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Zerniel goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Athletics. Mike Baxis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baxis is walked intentionally. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Boyer hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Kennedy pinch hits for Virgil Trux. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kennedy moves to second. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Maxwell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kennedy moves to third. Phillips moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Kaline hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pilarczyk throws the ball into Baxis, who tags Kaline trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Kennedy scores. Phillips scores. Maxwell moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-2, Athletics. Art Dittmar now pitching. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Maxwell scores. It's 5-3, Athletics. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. Tuttle hits a fly ball into center field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Kennedy now playing third base. Steve Gromek now pitching. Art Dittmar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dittmar is called out on strikes. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Power hits a pop-up towards short. Keane settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pilarczyk hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bowling takes first base on ball 4. Frank House pinch hits for Red Wilson. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank House now catching. Lou Skeezes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeezes is 0-for-2 in the game. Skeezes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keane scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-2 in the game. Simpson hits a pop-up towards short. Keane settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Zernial hits a pop-up towards first. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keane hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson pinch hits for Jack Phillips. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Kaline is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Earl Torgerson now playing first base. Tim Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Thompson hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Baxes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baxes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Baxes hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Boyer hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Grimek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimek hits a fly ball into center field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-2 in the game. Tuttle hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Tuttle reaches second base with a double. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-1 in the game. House hits a ball on the ground towards first. Simpson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats House for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Art Dittmar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dittmar is 0-for-1 in the game. Dittmar hits a line drive towards short. Keen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Power hits a line drive towards short. Keen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pilarczyk takes first base on ball 4. Lou Skeezes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeezes is 0-for-3 in the game. Skeezes hits a line drive into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a fly ball into right field. Skeezes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-1 in the game. Torgerson hits a line drive towards first. Simpson catches it and steps on first to double up Kennedy. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-3 in the game. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grimek fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Zerniel hits a line drive towards third. Kennedy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Thompson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth now playing left field. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Maxwell hits a line drive towards first. Simpson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Wayne Bilardi pinch hits for Steve Gramek. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Power scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt Masterson now pitching. Mike Baxes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baxes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Baxes takes first base on ball 4. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Boyer bunts towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Baxes moves to second. One out. Art Dittmar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dittmar is 0-for-2 in the game. Dittmar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Baxes moves to third. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Power hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Tuttle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Baxes fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-2 in the game. House hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baxes fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.